Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, I mean, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
Welcome to hour number two, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Our first guest this hour, William Gein. He is President and National Director, Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, or ALI PAC, as we would say it. William, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
Hey, it's always great to speak with you guys.
Oh, really appreciate it. So you're an expert in this particular area, especially when it comes to illegal immigration. And we've got some folks running for Congress that I guess we're going to call illegal immigration fighters.
Well, we do, and we're trying to bring attention to the down ballot. I know everybody's caught up in the presidential race, Trump, Biden, and all that. And you know,
which
I think
is important, but so is the down ballot.
It is, but I think we've probably been more focused on presidential politics for the last 5 years than ever before in America. I mean, you know, it's hard to say. It's really taken up a lot. But these campaigns for Congress are very important.
They
because,
are. Well said.
The globalists that are behind this invasion, the people, the billionaires and the interest groups and the source money groups that are supporting the illegal immigrant invasion of America, they've tried for, you know, 14 years now to get past amnesty legislation, which would have turned millions of illegals into Democrat voters. Giving full control to Democrats over U.S. politics forevermore, and we've stopped them with that so far. They tried to get the DREAM Act amnesty through. Yep. We stopped that. That's why DACA was unconstitutionally created. And we've lost a lot of good people that were, you know, Jeff Sessions and Congressman Steve King. A lot of those guys have gotten wiped out. So we're trying to get people to pay attention to the down ballot. And there's two things they can do. They can come to alipac.us and click on our endorsement section and see which members of Congress have been endorsed closest to them. And where you don't have a member of Congress endorsed close to you, you can send them a copy of our survey, which has five quick questions for any candidate running for Congress to answer, telling us right where they're at on amnesty legislation and legislation which would increase foreign labor competition for American workers from India and China.
Perfect. And you're right. The down ballot, I don't think we give enough. I've talked about this on my show here for several weeks now. Well, you actually talk about it all the time because it's important. We do down ballots every other year, not just in the presidential election years, and they're very, very important. In fact, we can see how important the down ballots are, not just on the illegal immigration side of the fence. We talk about impeaching the president. It's very important to have the House of Representatives on the conservative side, not on the other side.
And right now, for the entire state of Colorado, we've only have one endorsed candidate, and it's a very important candidate, but it's Representative Doug Lamborn. He is a Republican incumbent. I think he's been in there for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of the old stalwarts that's actually against illegal immigration and against amnesty. And voices like that are going to be very, very important in the coming days because we don't know, we really don't know how things are going to play out with the presidential race and the U.S. Senate. It's anybody's guess. I know people are rooting for this team or that to take that race, but you know we could be looking at a situation, you know, that's going to be. There's so few people in the Senate that we can trust. When you get to that level of money, when it costs like you know tens and tens of millions of dollars, that money that controls who can win those races is so often in the hands of the big banks, Goldman Sachs, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and all these other open borders globalist groups. It's down on the congressional U.S. House level where we get some real people who are very serious about representing the actual American citizens they're supposed to. And we're glad to have Doug Lamborn in Colorado, but we sure would like to be able to endorse someone else. So, you know, how many seats does Colorado have? You guys have like, what, eight, nine?
Yeah, I'd have to go look to be exact, but I think you're very close in that. We have, well, let's just say this, well more than just one, let's say that.
well, anybody out there listening that could volunteer for about an hour or so to make sure that our federal candidate survey on immigration issues at alipac.us, that's A-L-I-P-A-C.us, goes to every Republican candidate running. We'd really appreciate that. We don't send our survey to Democrats because all of them, I mean, really, literally, we used to actually have a couple who would stand up to foreign labor, but that was over 10 years ago. All the Democrats now are all about open borders, supporting illegal immigration, supporting amnesty and voting rights for illegals, you know, so we don't even bother with them. So the game becomes deciding which Republicans are with the base Republicans against illegal immigration versus your more, you know, rhino Republicans like, you know, McCain or Graham, who are all, you know, amnesty hawks and in bed with the Chamber of Commerce.
And by the way, real quick, we have seven. We have seven, William.
Well, that leaves us...
Six more.
Six more that we need to know. And I know there's Republicans running in yes. those races, but we're a national organization, but we depend on volunteer power. So we'll just say right now, someone out there listening, please get in touch with us at alipac.us. That's alipac.us. Help us get our candidate surveys, because even if they don't answer the surveys, if we pump them in there and they see that there's national groups and people who care about these issues in their districts and in their place, it has an influence on them. It has a chance to have an impact on them. You know, even if they decide not to fill out the survey, they may have a campaign conversation about it and say, wow, look, you know, you've got constituents who want to know how you feel on HB 6 and SB 386.
Right.
And all these other things, and they pay attention to that kind of thing. I know that there's a lot of great people in Colorado. I know that the state leans blue and left on a lot of issues, but there's a lot of real patriotic Americans in the state of Colorado.
Okay, and, so those that are listening, William, there's a lot of folks out there that would, I think for the most part, most of our listeners get it, but I know there's some folks listening that probably are wondering, okay, wait a minute, guys, time out. Let's go all the way back to the beginning and talk about how does the globalism thing fit into illegal immigration? Because I'm not sure, William, I understand that, but I'm not sure everybody listening really understands the correlation there.
Well, for about 200 years, the United States fluctuated this or that, but it was mostly what most political scientists would say had populism movements and was a center-right nation a bit on the conservative side, but, you know, cutting-edge, innovative. Pretty much, you know, but for 200 years, I mean, the people of the United States, with some varying degree, actually had some representation, you know, about what happened here. But then a group of elitists started coming in, and billionaires and other leftist-leaning folks and globalist folks, and they didn't really like the population of the United States and how we voted and how we ran things, and they wanted to take power and take control, but they couldn't do it. They rounded up a bunch of people who were disaffected. You know, they went to college students, anti-war movement people, people in the minority community, people who had beefs with the existing status quo, the indigenous peoples who didn't like the colonial aspects of the, you know, the people that have run America for over 200 and something years now. And they said, well, how are we going to have our way with this country? How can we take power? And the answer was hyper-legal immigration combined with rampant illegal immigration, and they flooded people by the tens of millions in this country from all around the world, who they refer to as stakeholders. You can tell when you're reading some of their stuff because they don't say citizens. They don't say Americans.
Right.
They don't say Coloradans. They say stakeholders, like people who, back in the Old West, you went somewhere and put a stake in the ground. And And so basically these elites have been using the illegal immigrant population to displace and replace Americans in our jobs and at the ballot box.
Well said. That's a perfect example. And I just continue to say this all the time. There's folks, I had this argument on you know, social media yesterday with some folks saying, well, you know, I really can't vote for either candidate. And I'm like, okay, well, you don't really have a choice. There's two candidates to vote for. One of them is a globalist. One of them is a nationalist. To me, even everything else aside, William, it's a pretty easy decision who you're going to vote for.
Well, it's, you know, and most people make up their minds on the presidential race, you know, on their own. That's why ALIPAC focuses so much on the races for Congress and Senate. We endorse a lady today who's running in Delaware for U.S. Senate, and she's got an uphill battle, but she's great on immigration issues. She's right where an American, most Americans would want our Senate to be.
Right.
And we're channeling support in. Today we've had people from California, Texas, New Mexico, all contributing to this campaign in Delaware.
Awesome.
Or volunteering to help make phone calls from their home during the pandemic to voters in Delaware And that's what we do. You know, the pro-illegal alien groups, they focus their power all around the country.
True.
And that's what we try to do as well. So we, ALIPAC, can do very little on the presidential level of things. Trump pretty much adopted our immigration platform when he ran in 2016.
Yep.
Where a lot of us would like to see more of it in 2020, and we're not. And we're not seeing the angel families on stage with them like they used to. I saw an interview with this campaign manager on Lou Dobbs, and they were saying, oh, we've already got all the border hawk voters or whatnot. So maybe that's why we're not seeing it. But
yeah, and I'm not on that level, so I'm not an advisor. I have no idea. I'm like you. I'm on the outside looking in.
Yeah, and we endorsed Trump when he originally ran, but we won't ever, you know, we broke with our policies at one time, and we're never going to break with our policy again. From now on, we're staying with Congress and Senate, because that's the only place that we can really make an impact, mm-hmm. and that's the place where people across the country haven't all made their mind up on their own. And so we learned, you know, on the presidential thing, even when, you know, when we endorsed Trump, we lost a lot of supporters who were with Ted Cruz. And then it just turned into a big mess.
Sure, so, understand.
You know, so
and in your world, you got to fight the battles you can fight and win.
Exactly. And what we'll probably do in the future on presidential candidates is we'll just provide information about their stated positions on things, so that we don't leave that neglected. But you know, we're not when it
well,
comes
but,
to
you know,
endorsement.
But this still goes down to, you know, talking about the down tickets, and I'll use the same comment I made earlier on any down ticket. Am I going to vote for somebody that believes in our nation? Or that believes in globalism? Because globalism, we've seen over and over and over again, William, it, to your point a moment ago, it does not help us as Americans. It hurts us. It doesn't help us.
Well, they want to force the United States into a more regional and global super state between Mexico and Canada. A long time ago, me and Lou Dobbs and another fellow came up with the name North American Union just to describe to people mm-hmm. what this type of motion was, because most of the world right now, all around the world, from Europe to South America to Southeast Asia to, I think, Australia, Canada, and England are forming their new economic bloc. Most of the world right now has already been locked into these economic blocks where national boundaries become more like state boundaries.
Right.
And they want to do that here in the United States, but the people of Canada, America, and Mexico would never voluntarily vote for such a union like they did in the European Union. Therefore, illegal immigration, blame
right.
the populations of the country, make it happen de facto, and then come along and rubber stamp it with the law later. Whoops, look what happened. There go the borders of the United States of America,
yeah.
and suddenly people from Chiapas, Mexico, have a say over what happens with the public universities in Colorado and North Carolina. This yeah. may sound far-fetched,
no,
but
it's not.
Already happened.
No, it's exactly
it's already
right.
happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well said. So how do folks find you guys again? Give your website one more time, William.
We are at ALIPAC.US, ALIPAC.US. We are Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee, and we could really use some supporters and volunteers, especially in this, 22 days left till
we don't have much.
The third election.
We need all the help we can get. Okay, William, we'll send some folks your way. I appreciate you joining us, and you're always welcome. We appreciate what you do.
All right. Thank you. Hope
thank
to
you, William. Appreciate it very much. William Gein, again, that's ALIPAC.US, ALIPAC.US. And folks, we got some folks running here in Colorado that could easily have that questionnaire. If you're somebody that can help and make that happen, please let them know, and they will assist you in how to make that happen. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next, folks. And no matter what's going on with your vehicle, don't forget they've got a 15% off your repairs at Extreme Auto Repair. Just mention Rush to Reason. Also, starting later this week is a $70 rebate on Cooper Tires. They've got 18 bays. They're ready to service you. Talk to Sean and the guys. They would love to take care of all of your automotive needs. Go to klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed, but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Franktown Firearms is next. We talked to Sean, the owner there, on Friday, and they've got great inventory. They've got lots of classes. So if you're new to the Second Amendment end of things, you just bought a gun, it doesn't even matter if you bought it from them. They would love to help you with the training. And if you're interested in buying a gun, they've got everything you need, from helping you get the right fitment, shooting the right weapon, getting the right training. They've got it all, one-stop shopping. That's Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Instead of transporting your firearms to and from the range, you can store them safely on-site at the Franktown Firearms Armory. After purchasing a firearm, the team at Franktown recommends that you shoot consistently with your own gun on the range, as well as signing up for one of their proprietary training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can develop confidence handling your gun. You can also store your firearms temporarily while you're on vacation or protect your heirloom weapons without taking up space in your gun safe at home. The team at Franktown prides themselves on developing long-term relationships with their clients. They see beginners turn into experts all the time. First-time buyers come in looking for guidance and come back because they're having fun. Learn to shoot with confidence in a family atmosphere. Store your firearms at Franktown. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for pricing. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, Charlie just informed me that the White House just announced that President Trump has taken consecutive COVID tests and they have come back negative. So the press was all up in arms because they wouldn't come out and say whether he actually had a negative test or not. I mean, these guys, they can whine about anything, literally anything. It's absolutely getting ridiculous, the things that these guys can whine about. But yeah, so he's taken consecutive negative tests, which, to my knowledge, I'm not a doctor, but to my knowledge, once you've had COVID, I don't think they've had any situations or any cases where somebody's had COVID and then they come back and test positive again on down the road. So chances of him, you know, getting COVID in the future are like slim to none. It's just not going to happen. So there you go, folks. All right, let's talk a little bit. I know this is big news. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here because you're seeing it all over. If you've missed it, you're just not watching anything on the news at all, social media, TV, whatever. But there was two rallies here in Denver, I believe, on Saturday. And one was put on by our side, the conservatives, and one was put on by literally the communists of Denver. That's what they call themselves. And of course, there was probably some Black Lives Matter and Antifa mixed in with that. But literally, the communists of Denver said they would come out and basically squash the other rally. I believe, and I will always believe in, our free speech in this country, our First Amendment right to, you know, have free speech, to protest and do whatever. But I also believe that we should be able to do that and not have all of this violence going on. Does that mean that one group should never be allowed to show up if there's another group there? I didn't say that. The problem is, where we're at today, is there's so much strife between both sides that you can't hardly have both at the same place at the same time and not have problems, i.e. what happened Saturday. There was an unlicensed private security guard who now, by the way, is being held after a deadly shooting happened at the Denver Art Museum. There's actually video of it. I watched it. Originally, this Matthew Dolliff guy, he's 30, was claimed to be a Pinkerton security guard that was there on behalf of a producer for Nine News. Now, as it's turned out, he's not contracted through Pinkerton. He did not have any kind of security guard licensing in the Colorado, you know, in Colorado, I should say. And that's big news, by the way. Because I would have to ask the question, what is Nine News doing? First of all, what is Nine News doing having security staff with them at a rally in the first place? That's the first thing I'm going to ask. If they're that worried, they shouldn't be there. But the city of Denver has said that he was not licensed to be a security guard. So I would have to ask 9 News, what are you doing there with somebody that you have not thoroughly checked out and haven't figured out who he is? The person that was shot, these were tweets that were sent out earlier today, was, I believe, from Brighton, owned a business, Crossfire Hats. He actually made custom cowboy hats. That's what this particular gentleman did. That's the person that was shot. Now, there was supposedly some words that had gone back and forth. I believe that the individual that was killed may have used mace, pepper spray, something along those lines first before being shot. I couldn't see all of that. You can see a little bit of what's going on in the background of another video that was being shot. I don't want to pass judgment one way or the other than this. Does 9 News have any culpability in this? And I would say they do, yes. Yeah, I'm going to call them out. Why is 9 News hauling around an armed, unauthorized security guard to protect a producer? If they're that worried about things, they shouldn't be there. I'll stand on that till I go to the grave. And if the people of Denver, of Colorado, by the way, are not calling out 9 News on this, shame on you. Because the Department of Denver excise and license confirms there's no record for an active licensed security guard now or ever for an individual named Matthew Doloff. If he was operating as a security guard, he was in violation of the law. So again, does 9 News have any culpability in what happened on Saturday? And I will tell you, yes, they do. Yes, they do. I won't go on and pass any more judgment outside of that, other than at some point, we've got to have the ability, and this comes back to what Jarrett Stepman and I were talking about in the 3 o'clock hour, leaders, local leaders, have got to at some point stand up and say enough is enough and start figuring out a way to make this stuff work better than it is. Because right now, it's not. I will also say this. I think it was pretty, how should I say this? It was pretty, not that I'm ever surprised at what somebody like 9 News would do, but it was pretty disheartening to watch some of the news reports from 9 News and some of the tweets that were going out, when if everything that I'm reading on other news stations, granted I realize there's finger pointing going on, but if this guy in fact turns out didn't have a licensed security guard status and wasn't able to do the things inside of the city of Denver that he was there doing, again, shame on 9 News, which I got to believe with what's going on, that's the case. And for the way 9 News tweeted out what happened, again, I lose all sorts of faith across the board. Chris is next. Chris, welcome. What's going on?
I heard on another station that Channel 9 is kind of in lockdown. They've hired 6 off-duty Denver Police Department to guard their station.
Rightfully so. Probably that's not a bad idea on their part, Chris, because they're in hot water right now.
Oh, yeah, you know, and stuff. But I don't know how they're always going against the cops, you know, defund the cops.
Going against them, but now they're protecting them? Imagine that, Chris. How's that work?
And it's, $100 an hour?
Yeah, somebody's got some pockets, don't they?
Oh, yeah. But, I hope this, you know, it's a tragic thing, and I hope these, the guy that was killed, I hope they sue their pants off of him. And especially Kyle Clark. He's the one that instigates all this stuff.
He does. I agree with you.
He hides behind his keyboard on a Twitter feed.
Yep.
And stuff, and he's always making fun of Trump supporters, but you don't see him down there. And the producer, from what I understand, had some dealings or associations with, like, Black Lives Matter and stuff. So it's kind of convoluted, and so did this other guy. He hated Trump, the shooter.
Yep.
And stuff.
So, and he'd been to some previous rallies and such too, as well as what we're now learning. So
yeah, Occupy Denver and
yep.
all that other stuff.
Yep.
But you know, it's and just imagine if it was the shoe on the other foot. If it
oh
was
my
a
word!
Supporter.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
But,
well said, Chris. Right, thank you for the info. I appreciate that. I did not know that. Mark in Black Forest is next. Mark, welcome.
Hey, John.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Not really making a comment on what happened there, but it made me think. I'm used to the Pinkerton folks being, you know, like in a facility at the front desk. Are we supposed to, as private citizens, if they're out, you know, out and about in public, are we supposed to show them the same respect, follow orders from them, like a regular
police
officer?
No, they're a security guard. They have no right. I mean, they can't arrest you. I mean, I guess they could do a citizen's arrest, Mark. But no, they don't have any power over you. No, that I do know. I'm not a lawyer, but I can tell you right now. No, they have no judicial power whatsoever.
Okay.
Well, no power given them by the judicial by the judicial side is what I should say.
I think it would make a lot of people just stop and wonder, you know, how to deal with the private security guard just.
Private security guard that's out in public, not handling something that they're in charge of. In other words, if they're, you know, private property is a whole different deal, Mark. If they're on private property, that's why, you know, when a mall cop asks you to do something, you better listen, because that mall cop has jurisdiction over that particular area. Not that they have any kind of authority to arrest you or do anything along those lines, but they can call the cops in, and the cops will arrest you because of what that particular security guard says. So, yeah, in that particular case, it's private property, and they've been hired to do such. When it comes to a public, you know, sidewalks, streets, parks, things like that, those guys have no authority whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, it just makes me wonder why Channel, you know, 9 would bring a, you know, private security guard out with them. You know,
well, and now you have to ask yourself, if this guy didn't work for any security force at all, what did they even have that? I mean, at this point, it sounds like this is some rogue thing that happened, Mark. I'm not sure that they even had any kind of security force with them. Just some guy with a gun, it sounds like.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
No, Mark, I appreciate that very much. Thanks for the phone call. I'll take one more call, then we'll take a break. Come back, talk to my son Richard on some sports and other things, and even kind of recap this as well. Craig in Wheatridge, you're next.
Hi, John.
How are we doing?
Hey, you know, I think the police have taken a lot of heat in the past, but on this deal, from what I saw, I mean, there's an array of photos out there online that you can see. They came.
Yes, they did.
Ready
yep.
to keep the
sure
group separated.
Yep.
And there was one image of one real outstanding young individual who was burning a blue a thin blue line flag in front of the police officers, flipping him the bird. And they're standing there, and they have to take this kind of crap off of these punks.
And they are punks. Let's say what it is. They are punks. You're right.
And the self-control that they have. Now, again, like you said, this was in a public place. And if you're going to attend one of these events, leave the guns home.
Yeah.
Leave the security part to the police, to the people that are trained for that. Obviously, this guy that's a pseudo security, you know, had no self-control.
We don't know what we don't know what he is, because if he was a security guard, he did not go through the proper licensing inside of the city of Denver to even do what he was doing, Craig. So at this point, we don't know what this guy is. We have no clue.
Well, you know, the fact is, unfortunately, the victim was shot in the head.
Yeah, point blank.
Anybody that's had any kind of, concealed carry training, you don't generally aim for the head, because that's not a high probability shot. Generally, you're aiming for the chest area.
Right.
So, you know, he could have very easily missed this guy if it weren't for the fact that he was so close to him. And then some other innocent victim would be in the path of that bullet.
Yep.
You know, due to the number of people that were down there.
Right.
So, again, I don't understand this mentality of taking your own weapons down to an event, because, first of all, like those police officers that have to deal with this, they have the self-control to only use, you know, their weapons when it's absolutely necessary. Most of these people, you know, they get to a point where they through rage, they just whip out the gun and start shooting, you know, and that's...
Well, and
that's,
I guess I'll close with this with you and ask you this, Craig. You know, how much liability does 9 News have in this, given the fact that he was supposedly, quote-unquote, there helping to guard one of their producers?
Well, didn't they go through Pinkerton security? But they're denying that he's actually an employee.
Yeah,
that,
and there's no record that he works for them or that he was licensed in the city of Denver to even be a security guard. Period.
Well, then was he subcontracted? I mean,
It doesn't make any difference. If you're not licensed inside of the city of Denver to carry a weapon, period, because we already know how that works in the city of Denver. If you're not licensed, you can't do what he was doing, period.
Well, whoever hired him, whoever has the egg on their face, All they had to do, I understand, is look at the guy's social media, and he had all kinds of postings, you know, about anti-cop sentiment.
Yeah.
And all that kind of thing. So anybody with, you know, half a brain would, you know, as any employer probably does today, they would first, one of the first things they're going to do is look at their social media and see where they stand on issues. And you don't put a guy out there like that that has, that is so far left that, you know.
You would think. Supposedly, yeah. Charlie just told me in my ear that Pinkerton is claiming this is a subcontractor issue, and I think they're just kind of washing their hands of it. So at this point, we're going to have to learn a lot more information, Craig, because I don't know the answers.
Well, and like I said, and the other thing, I would be interested in knowing what the ballistics test showed. You know, what type of ammunition he had in that particular, it looked like a Glock.
Yeah.
Whether he's got a hollow point or, you know, a regular bullet, you know, he's intending to put somebody down. And you know, it's almost like these protests are going to have be in an enclosed area and be where they have to go through some kind of security, be wanded, that there are no weapons can be brought into the area at all. I don't know if that's even possible.
I don't either, because that doesn't, and I'll let you go at that. That's a great question. We can talk about that more a little bit later. Craig, thanks. I appreciate that very much. Problem is that goes against some of what we have as free speech. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next. If you want to buy a new or used vehicle, they got a great deal on a Z71 Colorado diesel. Just talk to Purify Chevrolet, 303-659-8311, or find them online at purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Janet Kitchens, folks, if you want that kitchen by Christmas, give them a call today, 303-376-7588, or go to go to enchantedkitchens.net, or better yet, klzradio.com.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern. But for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
For a bunch of mortgage, if you want to pay for that kitchen, Kurt's got a way to do that. 720-895-0500. That's affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, affordable interest mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take aim, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Rush joining us now. We'll get an update on sports. But before that, Richard, you're the one that actually broke the news to me about what had happened at the rally. And just real quick as a side note, the poster that's out that basically was trying to round up folks to do the BLM Antifa, that side of it, they called it the BLM Antifa Soup Drive, counter protest the fascist rally nearby, which, by the way, they're the fascists, not the other side. And I mean that sincerely. And I can go through and read the rest of this, but this was put out by the Denver communists.
Yes. Yes. You're 100% correct. It was put on by the communists, and they basically said that the far right, which that's not what this was.
No.
They're not going to have a rally without us being present. And so, and I think your last caller, Craig, he had it right. I think the cops actually did a halfway decent job for most of the time. And you read some of the articles, Dad, and they actually were pretty, you know, everything was pretty calm kind of till the end. And then there is some video. I'll actually send you some later. It's pretty graphic. So this took place right underneath a Denver police camera. And one of these guys who streams stuff and this live stream has become more and more popular could see it. And you could kind of see the altercation. And then, because obviously everyone's wanting to know, right, what happened first? Did the guy mace him first? Did the guy shoot him first? You know, what happened? Obviously, you know, the individual, unfortunately, again, was shot in the head. And so, you know, it was a pretty quick instance in that regard. But from the video, Dad, it looks like, from what I can gather, and don't take this as fact yet, folks, but the guy brandished his weapon. The other guy basically kind of had the mace, kind of fired at him to get the guy away, and at that point in time, the guy fired.
That's kind of what I noticed as well. You can almost see the mace coming out at the same time. The same time the shots were fired.
It almost is a sound thing for me, Dad, in that you can basically, it's almost instantaneous.
I know.
Like the mace comes out, and then shortly after, and so this guy, you know, obviously, unfortunately, his life is ruined forever. But at the same time, you know, that's you don't want this situation to happen, and then to have what you did as far as the statements by the party. And by the way, folks, if you're listening and you're not sure if you're going to vote for Trump or whatever it might be, this far left movement, this is what it is.
It's a bunch of crap.
It is communist.
That's
and
right.
It is socialist. And
it's
if you,
a bunch
if
of
you're
crap.
Convincing yourself that saying, no, that's not what this truly is, these people really are good
people.
If you're saying that,
let me real quick, Richard, if you're somebody that's saying that, you're a moron. Well, I'll just say it for what it is. You are somebody that doesn't understand reality, and you're a total moron if you believe that.
And I will say, I don't think the entire left and liberals are socialists or that way.
No.
But here's the deal, folks. Your policymakers are socialists.
Yes.
And they are wanting socialist and communist beliefs. And so whether or not you believe that, and so I saw something. One of my friends on Facebook posted this about they're a conservative, but they're wanting to know, you know, where can they find more middle stuff, and they want to hear from some of their left-leaning folks as far as what they're able to do and maybe where they can consume news or what's the biggest lie that is that the right believes. And one of them, this guy posted, that Democrats want America to basically, they're not Americans, and they kind of want, you know, sort of death to America type of stuff. And what I would argue is, Dad, if you support socialist beliefs,
then you want
you
death
do.
To America, because that's not what America was founded on.
Correct. America is not socialist.
No.
And anyone who says socialism works has never seen it, and you're experiencing taste of it. And honestly, Dad, the only reason that this story, unfortunately, is getting the coverage it is, it would get coverage, but it's getting the coverage it is because of the 9 News factor.
Right.
And them trying to distance themselves from it.
Oh, which is, by the way, just a real quick side note, 9 News distancing them from this particular story has to be even bigger crap than what we just talked about with the left in general. This is a bunch of garbage. If I was the family of the victim that was shot, I would be suing 9 News for every – I would own the company by the time it's all said and done.
Well, and that's kind of the common talk – or the talk amongst us common folk – around town is there's going to be a problem
You're darn right there's going to be a problem because they screwed up big time. I don't know who's in charge over there, but they don't have a clue what they're doing.
Well, and you know, I know it was part of the investigative reporter, and you know, or the producer was
doesn't
there.
Make a hill of beans bit of difference.
Well, here's the deal. I get that you use a private security firm or whatever it is, but no, and I get that you need a report on it. But how many other photojournalists were there that were reporting that don't need private security?
A lot.
Yes,
most.
You can see them. You can see them in the videos. You can see the photographer vest and all of the
There's tons of those that are there that are independent, that don't ever have any issues. You don't need to bring private security if you're doing your investigative journaling correct. It's as simple as that.
Correct. If you're doing your job correctly.
That's so, right.
Honestly, that is a very, very unfortunate set of circumstances. I feel for the man. I sent you an article about him and where he's going, and or not where he's going, but you know where he came from. He actually was a local small business owner.
The person that was shot, you mean? Doing,
correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad for his family.
His name is Lee. I do absolutely. And I'll be honest, there was definitely some provocation by both sides.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't justify somebody dying.
I'm not saying that. But that the guy who shot wasn't even part of the provocation, at least initially.
No.
He got in after the fact. There was a guy that had a shirt. A black gentleman that said black guns matter, and he was using some colorful words, but it was just words, right? There was never any violence. People were kind of holding him apart, and then kind of this guy kind of breaks away. This other guy must have said something. But by the way, here's the deal, Dad. If he was truly private security, wouldn't, bear with me here, but why would you need to say anything to anyone
you
if
don't.
You were truly a private
you
security?
You don't. And furthermore,
right?
If you're truly private security, you've been trained on how to de-escalate these things, not escalate them. I'm guessing right now, I don't know this for a fact because I'm speculating, but my speculation would be this guy was not with any private security company whatsoever. This was some rogue thing that this producer hired, and this guy doesn't have an ounce of security, you know, a security clearance. No, clearance isn't the right word. He doesn't work for a security firm is what I'm trying to say, period.
No, I totally 100% agree with you, and that's kind of the unfortunate. One of the unfortunate pieces is I think you're going to see some of this come to light. And you're going to see kind of what Nine News is.
Oh, you're
going to
really see
about.
What Nine
okay,
News is all about? The leftist, socialist, communist organization they really are? They're not independent
yes.
journalists, you mean? That Nine
yes.
News?
Exactly. That exact one, Dad. It's kind of funny how that works.
Yeah, eventually you get found out, and that's exactly what's happened with Nine News. And I hope there's a cleaning of house, you know, house cleaning over there. You know, just down the street here from the station. I hope in downtown Denver at Nine News headquarters, they clean house. That's what I hope for.
I can't.
And including,
I can't
by the way,
you.
Including Mr. Antagonistic himself, you know, Mr. Antagonistic, I should say, Kyle Clark. He needs to go as well.
There's lots of them that think that they're in the middle, or they claim they're in the middle, Dad, but in reality, we know they're not. And
no.
You can see it because some of the fear, some of the jargon that they spiel, Dad, is exactly that. Is it divisive? And, you know, they come out against the president and say he's that. When you look at the news media and you see the coverage, it's not fair and unbiased. And that's unfortunate to say, but that's the truth.
Yep. Again, this has finally come to your point a moment ago, Richard. It's finally come to a head. Nine News is finally being, you know, the veil is coming off. They're finally being revealed for what they truly are, which, by the way, in my opinion, are a bunch of communist fascists themselves. That's the side that they're always on a continual basis. And it's finally been made aware to everybody out there what they really are.
Yeah, and like you said, Dad, it's unfortunately we're here. And it will be interesting to see how we kind of move ahead. I'll be 100% honest. I'm anxious or semi-anxious, I should say. See what happens. Happens as a result.
All right. So give us a quick update. I know we only got a couple of minutes here of what happened sports-wise over the weekend. Broncos now can't play because of COVID. What's the nonsense there?
Yeah. So basically, the Patriots had a positive test.
Big deal.
And they were actually looking good. Till Monday, or you know, they were going to actually be playing right now, and then the Patriots had another positive test, so they moved the schedule around. So the Broncos lost their bye week, and so I'll say this: some Broncos players are complaining about it, and actually, I like Vic Fangio, the coach that came out and basically said, "Stop whining and you know bitching about this situation, guys. There's people who have lost their jobs, lost their lives, you know, all sorts of different things have happened, and really it's just a minor inconvenience of having to change your bye week. So that got switched around. Several other games got switched around. But outside of that, Dad, the NFL is going off without a hitch. Here's something interesting, Dad. Places, you know, college games and pro games where you've got between 20 and 30,000 people in the stands in some cases. You know, here in our beloved state, we, you know, still can't have more than 6,000 or 5,700 or whatever that stupid number is that the dictator here decided to arrive at. But what's interesting in saying that is you haven't seen the outbreaks amongst those places, have you? Because you know that if there was an outbreak that occurred from a sporting event, you would hear about it, wouldn't you?
Yep, you sure would.
And you haven't seen any Alabama, Texas A&M, a lot of these places, you can see the sports media just kind of squirming in their chairs over the weekend because a lot of these places were getting fuller. And I don't know the exact numbers. I know Florida is now allowing full capacity sporting events to take place. I don't know if any of the professional teams or college teams there are going to actually take advantage of that. But the governor is allowing it. And you're starting to see more and more that, again, there's no outbreaks taking place at these events.
Nope, there's not. And by the way, there's not going to be because it's a lot to do about nothing. We've talked about that in other depth when it comes to COVID. And I'm one, and I will continue to say it, those that have passed away, and we don't want anybody to die, but those that have passed away because of comorbidity and other things that have gone on, we get it. I understand. I'm sympathetic. But the reality is, and we're seeing the data support this, that wave has already gone through and swept through the country, and the damage that has been done, and it's now literally a lot to do about nothing. Yeah, cases may rise. Who cares?
Well, and then that's what you – I don't know if I sent that to you or not today, but again, our other dictator, our mini dictator in Michael Hancock for the city of Denver decided to come out today and say that lockdowns are on the table, even though, Dad,
they don't
everyone's
work.
Beloved World Health Organization
yep.
actually has come out and said that lockdowns are terrible
yep.
and should be avoided at all costs, but he's now threatening the same thing. So, folks, again, if you are on the fence about Trump or whatever it might be, understand, don't vote for Trump.
No,
right?
Vote for your freedom.
Vote for your way of life. Life, yeah. Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
Because on the way that if the Democrats have their way, and whether they say it or not, their actions are speaking louder than their words, they don't want that. Because
yep.
they are using this to lock you down, to put you more under control. The reason they want us to bail out and Trump to bail out all these things is because they want to say, well, see,
yep.
If we just get more money in, that the government
You're right.
will take care of you.
All right, I'll leave you with that. Well said. No, good stuff, Richard. I got to run. Thanks. Good stuff. We'll talk to you on Friday for our movies. Up next, it's Gino's Auto Service. Gino's with the J, folks. Get ready for winter. It's coming. Snowed last night in the high country. We're not that far away from winter. It's really here. Make sure you're ready to go. Your vehicle is prepared, and you're set to go. 303-794-6700. Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com.
For over 37 years, Gino's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Gino's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Gino's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Gino's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Gino's online at ginosautoservice.com.
All right, Bruce Simmons, and he is our reverse mortgage professor. And if you're interested in a reverse mortgage, you want to know, hey, what would my place, you know, appraise for? How would it work? You know, how does all of this fit together? Bruce can explain all of that and the process that it takes. And there's actually some training you have to do before you get a reverse mortgage. So if you're interested, call Bruce today, 303-467-7821, or go to klzradio.com.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your house without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jane with Faith Church in Loveland said, "I have worked with Business Equipment Service for almost 7 years. As office manager, I will not change service providers. BES offers excellent service, and I recommend them to anyone who asks." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. Wrapping up this second hour, got another full hour coming your way. We were, even with Richard, talking about the rally, the two rallies, I should say, that shouldn't say collided. There were some altercations in one particular case. It involved Nine News and a quote-unquote security guard that they had hired to be a security guard for one of their producers, which they claim they've been now doing for quite some time, which I have to ask all of you. I have to ask Kyle Clark as well. Kyle, you can't get out of your basement or in front of your fireplace to come into the studio to do a show, but you can send out a producer, an investigative reporter, with a security guard, supposed security guard, to run around rallies, but you can't get out from in front of your fireplace. What's wrong with that picture, by the way, folks? Shows you what a twerp Kyle Clark really is. Yeah, I'm going to call him what he is. He's a twerp. I haven't watched Nine News in I don't know how long because Kyle Clark is the definition of a twerp. What I used to call a twerp when I was in school. That's what Kyle Clark is. And frankly, in my opinion right now, everybody at Nine News is. I have lost all respect for anybody there. I realize there's a lot of folks that work even behind the scenes and so on, and I get that. But you know what? If I worked there, I'd be looking for another job right now knowing what just happened. Because guess what? Heads are going to roll anyway, so you might as well start looking. That's my thought. We'll come back, talk more about that. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.